Good evening, and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. U.S. equities ended mostly higher in Tuesday trading, losing early morning gains around midday before recovering some into the close. The Dow finished down 0.02%, S&P 500 finished up 0.14%, NASDAQ up 0.32%, and the Russell 2000 up 0.34%. Small caps again outperformed today. Other outperformers included semis, China tech, EVs, precious metals miners, tobacco, auto parts, chemicals, life sciences, and telecoms. Big tech was mostly higher, though Nvidia lagged. Underperformers included insurance, A&D, credit cards, investment banks, retail, cruise lines, building products, casual diners, hotels, energy equipment, and trucking. Treasuries were firmer across the curve after yields continued to back up on Monday with global bonds rallying today. Dollar index little changed. Gold's finished up 0.5%, Bitcoin futures down 4.2%, and WTI crude ended down 1.4%. The market is in waiting mode for several potential catalysts later this week, particularly the March CPI on Wednesday. This is followed by PPI and the ECB decision on Thursday, along with the start of bank earnings season on Friday. Treasury supply, which is at $119 billion this week, is also likely to get some additional scrutiny with the upward pressure on rates. Heading into these events, a firmer U.S. growth backdrop, hawkish repricing of Fed pivot expectations, higher commodity prices, higher break-evens, higher sell-side S&P 500 price targets, increased downside hedging, breadth improvement, and reflationary leanings are among some of the notable talking points. In macro news, NFIB small business optimism declined to its lowest level in March since December 2012, marking the 27th consecutive month below the 50-year average, with inflation cited as the biggest problem. There's also been a lot of discussion about how the soft small business sentiment contrasts with data pointing to firmer U.S. growth backdrop. Today's $58 billion three-year auction saw its biggest tail in over a year. Tomorrow brings the March CPI report, where the street is looking for a 0.3% increase month over month in both headline and core readings. Previews have highlighted expectations for some moderation in rent measures. Increased apartment supply was mentioned as a headwind, along with airlines, which was mentioned as another driver of some cooling in core services. However, previews also featured some mixed takes on lodging and auto insurance, which is expected to remain elevated. Used vehicles and apparel prices are also expected to resume their decline. In Fed speak today, Bostic said he expects a slow pace of disinflation in 2024, which comes ahead of tomorrow's March FOMC minutes. Previews said that the market is looking for more color around the dovish takeaways from the meeting, including Powell's playing down of recent hotter inflation data. Other areas of focus include commentary around SEP and the labor market. There's also some attention on State Street's call for 50 basis points of easing as soon as June. Former Fed President Bullard said three rate cuts this year remains the base case. Not much in corporate news today. Google released details on its new data center AI chips at its cloud event. Meta is reportedly unveiling small versions of its new Llama 3 LLM next week. Intel unveiled its latest AI chip, called Gaudi 3, which will be available in Q3. Tesla settled its wrongful death lawsuit over the fatal autopilot crash. The FAA is investigating claims over possible Boeing 787 Dreamliner construction issues, while the company announced its fewest deliveries since 2001. Norfolk Southern's preliminary Q1 EPS and revenue weaker. Invitation Homes will acquire approximately 500 newly built homes for a total investment of $140 million. Neogen missed and cut guidance on food safety unit challenges, and Maxeon Solar Technologies weak on softer Q1 guidance. Amcor Technology was today's biggest gainer, finishing up 7.3% following an initiation at buy at Needham, who noted the company's market position as the only U.S.-based major outsourced semi-assembly and test provider. BlackBerry, tied for biggest gainer, also finishing up 7.3% following a collaboration announcement with Advanced Micro Devices on next-generation robotic systems. Tilray Brands finished down 21% amid Q3 revenue and EBITDA misses and lowered FY24 EBITDA guidance. Harmonic finished down 15.2% following the announcement that CEO and President Patrick Harshman will resign effective June 11th, and a board announcement that following the conclusion of the review of its video business, deemed that the market conditions do not support its value creation objectives. Finally, there's been some focus in the press on the upcoming Q1 earnings season. The Financial Times discussed how banks' NII outlooks have likely been helped by hawkish repricing of Fed pivot expectations, while Reuters discussed how luxury players are facing headwinds from soft China demand and difficult comparisons from last year. That's it for this evening's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.